Here's this week's devotion from Fremont Presbyterian Church.
Good morning, Fremont friends and family. This morning, we continue in our quest to discover the good news that God has for us in the book of Ruth. We are just considering four verses, namely chapter 1, verses 19 through 22. At first glance, you may not know what to do with these verses, but they set the stage for the rest of the story. So let's read these verses as they appear in the English Standard Version. So the two of them went on until they came to Bethlehem. And when they came to Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them. And the women said, "Is this Naomi?" She said to them, "Do not call me Naomi. Call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went away full, and the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi, when the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has brought calamity upon me?" So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, with her, who returned from the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest. There you go. That's the word of the Lord for today. Have a great day. Maybe you are thinking, "Thanks for the encouraging words, Sean." Well, don't give up on me, or better yet, don't give up on God just yet. Remember, the book of Ruth started by telling us that things are bleak in the Promised Land. There's essentially chaos, and there is a famine. So a man named Elimelech takes his wife Naomi and his family and leaves Bethlehem in search of greener pastures. They move 40 or so miles east on the other side of the mountain to Moab, not part of God's Promised Land. Elimelech dies, and Naomi is left to be cared for by her two sons. They marry Moabite women. You might recall, God had instructed the Israelites against marrying foreign women because they would adopt pagan gods. One of the sons marries a Moabite named Ruth. 10 years later, both sons die, leaving Naomi and her two daughters-in-law questioning their very means of survival. Naomi decides she is going to go back to Bethlehem, and Ruth decides to go with her. You will recall, Ruth tells Naomi in a remarkable demonstration of love, "Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God." So Ruth and Naomi set out for Bethlehem on what was probably a 7 to 10 day journey. When they arrive, remember, 10 or more years since Naomi left Bethlehem, the small town is stirred. Imagine, they had probably wondered if they would ever see Naomi and her family again. And she shows up out of the blue. And as they look at Naomi, perhaps they saw how she wore the hardship of the last 10 years. And they ask each other, "Is this Naomi?" And Naomi responds, "Don't call me Naomi," which means pleasant. "Call me Mara," which means bitter. "For God has made my life bitter. I went away full, and now I am empty. God has afflicted me, brought misfortune upon me." We can empathize. We can feel the weight on Naomi's shoulders. This wasn't how things were supposed to turn out. Somewhere along the way, I recall hearing someone utter, "Life's hard, and then you die." My mother and I joke with each other all the time that getting old ain't for sissies. The fact of the matter is, if we spend any time on this earth, we are going to encounter hard times. Sometimes we can point to the source, perhaps a bad decision we made. And maybe, whether you are a believer or not so sure who is in charge of things, we think it must be God. God trying to teach us a lesson or something. Like the righteous man Job, who went from having it all to suffering incredible hardship. Or the Pharisees in John 9, trying to figure out who messed up that caused a man to be born blind. And then here, Naomi. Bad things happen, and we struggle to make sense of it. Naomi's answer is, God must be causing her misfortune. Years ago, there was a radio personality, and journalist named Paul Harvey, and he had a gig he called The Rest of the Story. He would start out by telling you about a person without telling you their name and describe a set of circumstances that often seemed bleak or very unusual. And then he would reveal the rest of the story, that this person went on to become someone that changed the course of history, and then tell you the person's name, usually causing your jaw to drop in amazement. Our group of four verses ends with these words. So Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth, and they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest. I wonder what made Naomi return to Bethlehem. I wonder what she thought about during that 7 to 10 day journey with her devoted daughter-in-law in tow. It is interesting to me that although she blames God for her circumstances, she doesn't dismiss God. She still understands that God is in control. And because of that understanding, there seems to be hope. Maybe she remembered that God had instructed his people to care for widows, and so she placed her hope in people that followed God and would provide for her. Maybe she realized that the life on the other side of the mountain wasn't greener, and in fact, in hard times, would leave her empty and uncared for. And she needed to return to the home that God had made for her. Maybe it was that longing we feel when we drift away and we, like the prodigal son, find ourselves empty. And whether we think our situation is by some act of God or our own decisions, we just know, perhaps like Naomi, that being in God's presence with God's people is where we belong. Our verses end with this simple, seemingly inconsequential statement, and they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of barley harvest. You see, that's the beginning of the rest of the story. Naomi doesn't know it yet. Ruth doesn't know it yet. You and I don't know it yet, unless you've read ahead. The famine is over. The very practices God set in place to care for widows and orphans, seemingly unrelated things governing farming practices, perhaps the very things that drove Naomi back to Bethlehem in her time of uncertainty, whatever drove Naomi's decision to return to Bethlehem, it set in motion a series of events that will change the course of human history in the most profound way. In fact, you and I today have eternal hope because Naomi returned to Bethlehem. My dad likes to say, big doors swing on small hinges. Sometimes little things enable bigger things to happen. So stay tuned for the rest of the story. For you and me today, we may be in a rough spot. We may not know how or why we got there. God calls us back. He calls us home to rest in his provision. Our God is faithful. The famine is over. The barley harvest is beginning. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this week's devotion from Fremont Presbyterian Church. We hope you'll join us this Sunday morning as we study more about this passage. Find out all the details about service times at fremontpress.org. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast feed as we post every Sunday, Monday morning, and Thursday morning.